Hello and welcome back to Mindfulness for Kids with O. I'm O and I have a very special guest today. I say hi, I.
Hi.
And today we are literally in a park because of COVID. And we had to sort of social distance in a way.
2 meters.
2 meters, that's right. And yes, it's a very special day. The first actual guest we've had on the podcast. And hopefully it's not the last. But yeah, you might hear from her a few times. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Like, she's just giving me a face like, I don't know. But yeah, if you're hearing like lots of background noise, yeah, that's why we're in a park. And today I have quite a few things to talk about. And I is going to do her own segment, which is going to be telling a special story. Now, this is the intro for Mindfulness for Kids with Her.
Hello guys, and it's I segment. So basically, I am going to tell you a story which people call the hare and the tortoise. So, there was a race between a hare and a tortoise, and the hare was saying all sorts of mean things to the tortoise, like, "Tortoise, you're so slow. Why are you so slow, tortoise?" But then the tortoise had an idea. The hare and the tortoise started their race. The hare was rushing ahead, using every single bit of speed he had, but the tortoise was not very happy. He thought he was definitely going to lose, until he heard some people in the crowd saying, "Go, tortoise, go! You can do it!" He tried with all his might, but he was still slow, until he noticed that ahead, the hare that thought that the tortoise was so slow had fallen asleep, because he thought that the tortoise would have taken ages. The tortoise walked and walked and walked until he finally came to the finish line. Meanwhile, the hare had just woken up. He looked behind him and in front of him, and he couldn't see tortoise, so he thought that he was behind him. So the hare hopped and he hopped and he hopped, but when he got to the finish line, the tortoise had won. So, remember, being fast isn't all it is. It's being slow and steady. Bye!
Thanks for that story, I. And yeah, I will. That was the new segment, which maybe it will come next time. We don't know, but it's complete. Just, I hope you liked it. And I might do a story next time, or I will do it again. Yeah. So, bye!
So, I am back now. That was actually 2 days ago when that was happening. And yeah, not much has changed. I'm just back home now. And yeah, it's back to so-called online learning. Well, not so-called, it is online learning. But hey, if you woke up to snow like I did, then you'd be pretty happy. It's still snowing, and I've been sledging today. It's been such a fun day. I've had great fun. And yeah, brightness does not end. But yeah, that was actually very nice of I for doing it. I'm still extremely grateful. It's my first ever crossover. I mean, I didn't have her own podcast, just generally because, yeah. But it was a nice crossover, or not crossover, but a collaboration. And hopefully we can fit more in again. I've probably said that before. But yeah, this episode is called Storytime with O and I. You got to that point, you found out what the episode was. Yeah. But the so-called breathing exercise, I'm pretty sure we missed out on it. So I'm gonna do it at the end. this is actually a better idea. I think we're going to do it at the start of the end, or just at the end, or just at the start. We're going to not spice it up, but yes, get into a quiet, calm area. Sit cross-legged. Use your hands as so-called bowls. Not so-called. Why do I say so-called? I don't understand. It's like one of those words where you just say what you think is the right thing to say, but then you realise it's not. So sort of use them as bowls. Close your eyes and then breathe in through your nose. Breathe out through your mouth. In, out. In, out. In, out. And keep on repeating this until you're ready to exit this episode. I've been O, and I has been I. This was Mindfulness for Kids with O. Story time with O and I. By the way, just a disclaimer. Yes. I basically might have screwed something up. I said it was story time with O and I, but it was just I doing the story. But yeah. She was fine with it. So, yeah. She gets the credit for the story. Bye!